I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The U.S. Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 election Monday. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
4 years after the most tumultuous certification of election results in U.S. history, a quiet and orderly process Monday, as the U.S. Congress certifies that Donald Trump won the 2024 election. Despite her loss to Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris fulfilled her constitutional duty of presiding over the certification of the election. Only two other sitting U.S. vice presidents have presided over electoral counts after their losses for the presidency: Richard Nixon in 1961 and Al Gore in 2001. Trump will be sworn in for his second term as president on January 20th. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in China say 53 people are dead after a strong earthquake struck Tibet early Tuesday. The China Earthquake Network Center said the epicenter of the 6.8 magnitude quake was located in Tingri, a rural county near the border with Nepal, known as the gateway to the Mount Everest region. The U.S. Geological Service measured the quake's magnitude at 7.1. China's state-run Xinhua News Agency says another 62 people were injured. Tremors from the quake were also felt in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, and in parts of India. State broadcaster CCTV said many buildings near the epicenter have collapsed. Nepal and parts of northern India and southwestern China are frequently hit by earthquakes caused by the collision of the Indian and Eurasian tectonic plates. This is VOA News. A joint lawsuit filed by Japanese-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel on Monday alleges that President Joe Biden violated the U.S. Constitution by blocking Nippon Steel's $14.9 billion bid for its American-based rival. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
The lawsuit alleges Biden prejudiced the decision of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., a body that scrutinizes foreign investments for national security risks. The merger became highly politicized ahead of the November U.S. election. Both Trump and Biden pledged to kill the deal as they wooed voters in the swing state of Pennsylvania, where U.S. Steel is headquartered. The United Steelworkers Union had strongly opposed the tie-up. The companies allege Biden sought to scrap the deal to curry favor with the union's leadership in Pennsylvania. Both candidates asserted the company should remain American-owned.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. In a series of posts on his social media platform X, billionaire Elon Musk has accused British Prime Minister Keir Starmer of failing to prosecute past cases of child sexual exploitation. As Henry Ridgewell reports, it's the latest in a series of interventions by Musk in European politics.
Without providing evidence, he accused the British government of complicity in the alleged failure to prosecute so-called grooming gangs. The cases stretch back over 20 years, involving the sexual exploitation of children by gangs of men. Musk has also criticized German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and openly supports the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Some lawmakers have called for European regulators to take action against X for allegedly spreading misinformation. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The polar vortex that triggered a major winter storm across the central, southern, and eastern United States this week will bring bitter cold to millions of residents. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has the details.
In the East Coast, schools closed as well as government offices in several states. Hundreds of flights were also disrupted. Richard Bond with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center says this system has effectively passed. Now another system is on its way.
We are looking at the potential for another system to take shape that could bring wintry weather to parts of Oklahoma, Texas. It's kind of too early to tell how much.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.